weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, health news coming up. We're all about the news here, sometimes specializing in certain brackets, if you will. So in a moment, the way government is looking at smokers' rights and the e-cigarette rules, plus Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. But first, a big boo for the Yankees, who really do suck.
Oh, come on. Win at all costs is what I always say.
Has been monitoring what the Yankees have been doing, and they are cheaters.
Big baseball story this morning. Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda got ejected last night from the game against the Red Sox for what was thought to be pine tar on his neck. And he said,
"How would they discover something like that?" That's
well, the Red Sox apparently in an April 10th game, they thought he had pine tar on his hand.
Really?
But the Red Sox didn't say anything. Same guy. And the Yankees beat the Red Sox in that game, so they said, not again. So he had something funny looking on his neck, and he's a black guy. Pine tar is dark, but it's a bit darker than his skin tone was.
Mm-hmm.
So the manager of the Red Sox asked the umpire to check it out. Sure enough, they thought it was a quote-unquote foreign substance. You're out of here.
Really?
So, but the thing I find fascinating about this game, or about this story, is that apparently everybody accepts the fact that pine tar is used all the time, and that pitchers also use things like sunscreen to help them get a better grip on the ball. So when it's a little bit chillier out and they need a little help, or it's, their hands are hot and sweaty and they need a little help, they just kind of rub something somewhere and just pretend it's not there and kind of rub your neck and then make your next pitch. So the Red Sox said, okay, we're not having any of this. Called it in. They chucked him out of there. Done.
Good. Like I said, the Yankees suck. It's 9 past the hour. Okay, so the FDA has wimped out again. They've made a proposal, actually their first regulation for e-cigarettes, like bubble gum, grape soda, pina colada. They are interested in trying to find a way to bring the e-cigarette thing back around to regular cigarettes. I was thinking about the things that have been being a little bit facetious when there are all sorts of people who want to ban all kinds of that. We always point our finger at Mr. Bloomberg because he wanted to ban soda and bubble gum. You knew that, right? He wanted to make bubble gum. Do you remember that? That was quite a long time ago. He thought there was too much bubble gum being left on the surfaces of buildings and in public places under park benches and stuff. So he wanted to get rid of bubble gum. Anyway,
nice.
Is that the whole thing? Are we to equate that sort of thing with e-cigarettes, or is there something here now? I'm looking at the new rules, but I see a weakness here in the rules proposed by the FDA. Lack of any attempt to child-proof these things. So they want to regulate where you can smoke e-cigarettes. In other words, they want to have these cigarettes treated the same as regular cigarettes.
They want to make sure that minors cannot buy them.
Right.
And they want to put on them that it is addictive.
Because it just seems like, here's the thing, they're so attractive to young people because it's cotton candy flavored tobacco and cherry flavored
tobacco.
Right.
So a lot of young little kids are smoking these things. That's the problem. The
and it doesn't look like a dangerous cigarette. These are these little machines.
And it's just so enticing for the government to be able to control one more thing. So, should kids be buying these things? No, absolutely not.
The government found out, Richie, in a scientific study, because there are new warnings, so people say, okay, what are these new warnings about? And according to the information, new fatalities related to accidental exposure and misuse of the e-cigarettes, the aerosol that's in them, apparently is very dangerous to young lungs, as when you're a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, 10-year-old, your body is not formed. So the exposure to any kind of smoke, secondhand smoke, really takes a toll on you unless you're 18, 19, 20 years old. So these things that actually young kids are smoking or getting a hold of, parents allowing their kids to have these things because it looks like they're fun. They're almost like toys.
Right. You know, I think a lot of us here don't like the government getting involved in anything, but you do have these manufacturers.
In this case, it's worth the effort.
Yeah, yes. Because, well, they're making all of these cool flavors, and they're saying, you know, they are marketing it to kids.
But what is the government's job if not to do something that is generally generally concluded to be helpful to the majority? Isn't that, I mean, there's so much special interest stuff being done by the government. This is to benefit the majority. At least that's the way I see it. Do you see it that way?
Well, you kind of throw out all of your... when it comes to smoking.
Right. I'm not exactly objective.
You're happy to have the government come in and jump in.
Right, but it's one of the few places I am.
And me too. I'm an anti-smoking guy as well, so...
Yep. All right, so there's the proposal anyway. They're going to discuss more of it today, come up with more rules and regulations. They're having hearings, that sort of thing on it. The rules have to be grounded on the growing body of knowledge, so they say, the understanding about the use of e-cigarettes and the potential health risks or public health benefits.
They refer to it as vaping.
Yep. Yeah, what kids do.
Yeah, that's a new name for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what did we have earlier, Jennifer? The SWAT, there's the new thing called
swatting.
The SWAT team goes out, they get called in a fake... some kind of a fake raid, that sort of thing.
I still don't know that I understand the health repercussions of vaping or the
and I don't know if we do either, because people think that there's no danger to everybody else because there's no smoke.
Right, there's still nicotine. There's carbon.
There's still nicotine.
Yeah, but there's still nicotine in it, and it is addictive.
How is that going to help you out? In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will help us out with a lot of the medical news that's pertinent this week. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements, because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at guitarcenter.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot. Gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday.
All right, now time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. With his overview, uniquely suited is he, I'm talking like Yoda now, uniquely suited is he to understanding, interpreting a lot of the things that come from the medical journal. So we'll have that information for you after we interpret for 60 seconds why it is that you ought to be using Heart Factors Plus. If you're over 40, listen to what Dr. Ken has to say.
To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul, one of our listeners from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power.
Help yourself to a longer, healthier life by dialing 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call now. Mention Dr. Ken. Get a free bottle with your order. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Get more blood to your muscles, your heart. Biggest muscle, best muscle, most important muscle in your body, plus more blood to your brain with Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. There are 3,000, count them, 3,000 types of bacteria on the typical $1 bill. What do we do with that information, Ken?
Well, let's talk about laundering money. And let's talk about dirty money. It appears microbes such as bacteria, viruses, and fungi, Doug, actually grow on money. Researchers at the New York University's Dirty Money Project, they analyzed DNA on $1 bills and found some 3,000 types of bacteria, many times more than studies using a microscope found. High-speed gene sequencing and computerized database analysis from 80 $1 bills were used to identify life forms via their DNA.
All right, let's talk about pot use here for a moment. We were talking about e-cigarettes. That's become a familiar conversation that you and I have. Pot is also in our focus a lot. And in your case, you're a cardiologist. You're finding the research points to bad stuff for heart-related problems if you're smoking pot.
Exactly. Last week, there was an article about the effects, how it damages your brain in very low doses. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. The marijuana use, Doug, contributes to heart and artery disease, particularly those already at risk for cardiovascular problems. This new study describes a tripling of cardiovascular and vascular conditions in the heart, brain, and limbs during and after marijuana use.
No. So there's a new bionic eye that's been inserted in a Michigan resident. How is this going to work? How will it affect the average person? And what kind of an eye needs to be replaced with a bionic eye?
Exciting. A Michigan man with a degenerative eye disease is one of the first people in America to receive this bionic eye. It's an artificial retina that has partially reversed the near blindness that Roger Ponce, a former competitive weightlifter and factory worker from Reed City, Michigan, was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when he was a teenager and lost the majority of his vision. He's just one of four patients in America to have this artificial retina surgery. Following surgery, he was able to see his wife, cat, and grandson, and had not been able to see them in the past.
Give us 30 seconds.
Steve Austin has a heart. A man barely alive.
Man. Give us 30 seconds on how that kid survived in the wheel well of the jet.
I have no idea. I researched this.
Is that your professional opinion?
I researched this. The FAA records only 25 of 105 people who've attempted to stow away in the wheel well of a plane in the last 67 years have survived this ordeal. I just think his stars were aligned. He was cooled enough so that his oxygen demands, his metabolic demands slowed down, but not cooled enough so he froze to death. And somehow there was just enough oxygen, and also he didn't fall to death.
All right, there's Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Actually, Mariah
Carey. It's Christmas in April on the Good Day Show.
It is Christmas in April, yes. All right, everybody, clap your hands. Put your hands together. I have a goosebump when you play this, Richie. Isn't this, though, the epitome of pop music? This sound, when you get right down to it, seems to me that it is. Fun. All right, come on, crank it up. So obviously, because it isn't Christmas, and we're not talking about the movie particularly, we're focused on Mariah Carey, and it's another great pop song from her. So why would we be focusing on Mariah Carey? Well, the news today on Mariah Carey is that she likes to travel in style. She does not have her own airplane. Whenever she travels, she buys out the first class section of the airplane.
Wow.
Really?
So the most recent example of this, she spent $118,000 to buy the first class section of a British Airways flight from Los Angeles to France.
And that's not a Cannes small plane, by the way. Festival.
No, it would be a 777 or a 747, one or the other.
Wow.
She had, she's worth $400 million, so $118,000, no big
Why
deal.
Why didn't she just get her own plane then?
Well, I wondered about that. I don't have an answer to that because a lot of people, Limbaugh's worth about the same amount of money. He's got his own plane. A lot of people who have that kind of dough have their own. If I had that kind of money, I'd have a plane of my own. The reason for buying out the entire first class section, she said she doesn't want to be disturbed by fans as she flies from New York to wherever. In this case, it was to the Cannes Film Festival in France. Over the years, Mariah has grown accustomed to traveling in ultimate style, so she doesn't think a lot about paying $118,000 for a flight
away from those pesky fans.
Right, exactly.
She is a diva. There's no doubt about that.
They're worth rap.
Yeah.
I think she's overpaid. I like her a lot. I like her music. I've always thought that she did great things. She came from nothing, managed to figure out how to marry one of the most influential guys.
Come from nothing. Yeah. Her parents, her mother was an opera singer or something.
How successful an opera singer? Yeah,
very. Yeah, her father was a producer or a writer or something.
Well, I guess I don't know what I'm talking about then.
She definitely didn't come from nothing.
Your story was a better story.
I like my story better, right? Yeah. See, the trouble is, you guys always are trying to get me to tell the right story. My story was much better.
Anyway, she likes to, it's an 8-hour flight, so she wanted to be able to sleep comfortably. And so
don't want people picking your nose, taking pictures. No. I understand. You know, it's hard when you're this famous.
How about, does she get all of the meals and take them with her?
That'd be interesting, a to-go bag with all 18 meals in it.
Right. There are 14, depending on the plane, 14 to 18 seats usually in first class on a transcon. Transcon flights are normally smaller flights, but transatlantic, transpacific flight would have 14, depending on, again, the configuration, whether it's a 747, 777, something like that. She stocks up, all of her staff gets to, they go in business class, but they can come. She's the only one in the first class section. The rest of her staff in business, and there she is, throwing her money around.
Her father was an aeronautical engineer and got her mother into opera.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't see how successful the mother was, but I think they were very successful, both of them.
Well, not as successful as their daughter, and that's what I really meant by saying that, Richie.
True.
She came from nothing. They weren't worth $400 million like she is.
No.
See, that's really the essence
of
the story.
That's something.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I really meant by what I said, you see. Understand that?
Her name is after the song that called the wind Mariah from Paint Your Wagon.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Have you tried any holistic options for pain?
There's a few things that I recommend that can help with joint discomfort and inflammation.
Sherry Turcos is a holistic pharmacist working in Ontario, Canada.
Curcumin, which is a spice. It's now sold in a lot of supplements, Boswellia. Also, I'm a huge fan of fish oils. And fish oils, they get a lot of attention for their benefits for heart health. And there's really good evidence that they can reduce inflammation throughout the body.
Here's what to look for at your pharmacist.
Pharmaceutically grade, molecularly distilled, that has the recommended dosage as well of 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Those are the beneficial omega-3 fatty acids.
And when it comes to sinus congestion, instead of a traditional decongestant or nasal spray, Torcus suggests cleaning your sinuses with a nasal wash. Learn more about holistic medicine, including cautions and studies, at the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yes, I am. Let's hope so. The winner is here. Actually, all the winners are on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta is off for the rest of the week. Is she back next week? When is she doing? What is she doing?
You know what? Unless she can get a connection from New Orleans, I don't know that we'll see her this week or next week.
All right.
She's going to try and get a connection, but she's they're trying to buy a house down there.
Right.
And they were supposed to go to closing on it. So if she gets in and she has a connection to us, she'll be able to be on.
She'll be a winner with the rest of us.
Yes, winner, are here. Winner.
In a few minutes, we're going to meet Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who is a medical expert. He is a researcher and a doctor in Los Angeles. He has done some research, and he does different things every week. I'm going to try to bring him on here so that you'll understand some of the things that are counterintuitive to some in the medical community, and yet we feel, those of us who understand the way that the medical system actually works, that we ought to have information here. So between the lines, he's done research, and he'll explain what some of the nuances are of current either legislation that affects your medical realities or things that are being done in the name of medical reality. So that's coming up here in a few minutes. The winner of the Dream Big America contest this week, Connor Hall, with Hall Exchange, college classified service only to be used for college students. This guy is a very smart young entrepreneur who's still in college. He wants to be a business owner, and so he started while he was in school at the University of Missouri. The characteristic that Connor created has allowed college students to find jobs and other positions that are uniquely a part of the college experience. So he obviously had on social media, Kenny, a lot of help from the people who follow him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and however other connections are made. So he won this week. Connor Hall, congratulations to him. Also, I think we ought to congratulate the other two people. This company, Noble, I thought, Richie, you and I thought this was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Healthcare facilities and improving patient satisfaction by enhancing the benefits of nurse rounding, hourly nurse rounding. And then the one, if I had been voting, actually I did vote. I'm not supposed to tell you who I vote for, right?
Because that would be. And you're not supposed to tell us, but now you are.
Well.
Let's have it.
I sort of fell into the trap here by leaving this to last and then saying, oh, I voted, blah, blah, blah. I thought that the lady who did the scoff it was really pretty clever. This is a surgical mask of sorts. It's a scarf that has medication in it that will keep you protected from germs. It's a pollution filter that masks as a scarf. You can check all of these out. See what you think. If you haven't had a chance yet just to do it, even though you can't vote now because all the voting is done, go to the website dreambigamerica.us and see what you think about the three contestants. This week, actually, you can go back and find all the contestants. We've had almost, I think we've had 90 contestants on since we started this last year. A lot of them have gone on to fame and fortune. A lot of them are going to have opportunities on Home Shopping Network and places like that with their new devices. So being exposed here is the first step to going into the entrepreneurial success world, and we're happy about that. Crowdfunding becomes a part of how they create their new world, and there are people that are, next week we are listening to the Dream Big America contestants, the three winners from the month. One of them walk away with $20,000 worth of promotion and prizes, and that will include teaching people how to go to the crowdfunding and get money to help your business expand, plus lots of other ways of doing that as well. Speaking of new businesses, I hope that you'll have a chance through the podcast at podcastone.com, podcastone.com, to hear the conversation with a gentleman who was responsible for creating BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check it out online. Jennifer's drinking it and loves it. Michael Fortier on our staff loves it. Meredith, who's in my life, loves it. Her daughter loves it. We have a list of testimonials already from people, even though it's only been a week, who are loving this coffee. So as a result of that, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you how you prefer your coffee. A, just black. B, with sugar. C, with cream. D, with cream and sugar. E, I prefer iced coffee. D, I don't drink coffee. All right, so there you go. Help yourself. Thousands of people every day go to DougSteffen.com to give us their preferences as part of their day. Just kind of a fun thing. Yesterday's poll was not fun. It was about the search for Malaysian Airline Flight 370. Do you think they're searching in the right place? Let's see what one here would carry the day. 41% of you who responded on this poll said, I don't know. I think that a lot of things they just are not telling us. Duh. 24% said, no, I think it's on the ground somewhere. 17%, no, I don't know. I haven't been following the story anymore. 16% said, yes, I think the ocean is too deep and they'll never find it. 3% said, yes, it's only a matter of time before they will find it. Well, the story today on that is that the junk that they found yesterday proved not to have any connection to any sort of airliner at all, so it was another false lead, as all of them are and will be, because the plane's on the ground. That's Doug telling his story. 90% done. Malaysia has a preliminary report on the disappearance of this plane, but is not releasing it. They've given it to the United Nations, but they don't want the public to see how they have bumbled and fumbled, even though they say they have nothing to hide. So the question everybody's asking is, okay, you guys, why don't you release it? Families with loved ones on the flight have been begging for this information. We had this lady on, Ms. Bajak. What's the story? Where's the plane? Withholding the information just increases their frustration, doesn't it? Ms. Bajak was, Sarah Bajak was on with us yesterday, the young lady who's the girlfriend of passenger Philip Wood, who was on Flight 370. She has written a lot of, she's basically been, I think, the conduit, hasn't she? The connector, connective
tissue.
She's
the leader of the group of families.
Between the families.
Someone else. Yeah, there's
right.
Three of them leading.
Yeah, and they all think the Malaysian government is full of what comes out of the back of my cows, which I think pretty much is what most people who have any brains think about this. Speaking of brains or lack thereof, the classes in that high school where all the students came from near Seoul back in school today, This first time they've been able to go back to class since the ferry sank last week, killing about 169 people are dead, 133 still missing. They're all dead. So, I mean, it's interesting. We think of these things as sort of uniquely American. When something happens, it's a tragedy in one of our schools, we keep the school closed. Over there, apparently, they have the same value and the same sensitivity, so that's what they did. At least, here's Richie, conspiratorial time. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it on.
At least 40 veterans have died waiting for appointments at just one of the VA healthcare offices. This one's in Phoenix. 40 veterans died. They were placed on a secret waiting list. The list was part of an elaborate scheme designed by the VA. The Phoenix manager is trying to hide that up to 1,600 sick veterans were forced to wait months and months and months to see a VA doctor. Word of the arrangement came from a recently retired top VA doctor. So it has been confirmed by other high-level sources. What a disgrace. Don't you want to throttle these people? In the name of public service, we were talking last hour about how
ridiculous.
All these
veterans
are going to be named.
For us. Mm-hmm.
Right. They do what we ask them to do, and then in turn, in our name, they get screwed by these people. Yesterday, I said something about people involved in these sorts of things ought to go to jail. Kenny said they just should be fired. I don't know. What do you do with these people that are responsible for this outrage? What do you do with them?
Well, you start by firing them.
Right.
Yeah? And then what do you do?
Yeah.
Replace them with responsible people that help the veterans get the help they need.
Mm-hmm. And why isn't that something that's been done now? Why isn't that part of how the system is operated now?
Because the system is a mess because it's too big.
So how then is it going to be any better by just replacing them with a couple of other dunderheads who come from the same school as they come from?
Well, I guess we can start by voting.
Uh-huh.
For people who promise to go in there and fix it somehow.
Mm. And how does it get so out of hand? Who lets it happen? And
because
how
we have too many. Richie just said it, or Kenny just said it. There are too many people. Government's too big. There's no control. They can't manage it. So all of these things, because government's so huge, there's no real management. I mean, these people that run the government, they have any management experience? Of course they don't. They didn't come there. Not one person that's in a level of hierarchy in this government at the moment has any management experience at all. None. So how do you expect them to run things like this when they don't have any management experience? Don't you think that ought to be the number one priority for a chief executive, having management experience? Yes?
Yeah.
Am I on the right page here or what?
We need to start bringing more business people into the government, making it appealing for them to want to do that.
The story, by the way, the VA Phoenix story, is at DougStephan.com today. In a moment, we meet Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who will bring us between the lines in the world of medicine here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus, more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
All right, well, the best laid plans. Do we have any mice sound effects, Richie?
Mice.
Squeaking mice sounds.
Yeah, sound effects.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Kind of like a Muppet.
I don't know that my library of sound effects, I have any mice sound effects.
Of mice and men.
I'm a man.
Right. Oh. I'm a man. Well, who did that? Spencer Davis, right? I'm a man, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, next week. Well, but do we have time? Let's
say hi, right?
Yeah, let's say hi. All right, Bruce, you managed to get up, so at least we can say hi, even though I want to give you more time. There are always, when we start something new, there are these little difficulties, little gremlins, the mice that make it into the mix. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, well-known West Coast chiropractor, student, scholar. I was in his office. What, was it about a month ago when we hatched this? When did we start talking about this?
Yeah, it was about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How's and Charlotte doing?
Charlotte actually is doing great. Let's tell that story, and then next week we'll begin by giving you 4 or 5 minutes for you to read between the lines of medical research or things going on in the world of medicine. But this is a perfect example, all right, of things that you're not in California. To all those of you who are listening in California, everything to do with the government, don't listen to this. Do I dare? Can I tell the story? You've sort of opened the door, so you don't. Do you mind me telling the story about Charlotte in your office? Okay. In California, chiropractors are not supposed to treat dogs. Why? Nobody knows. There's no good reason for it. You got to go to a dog chiropractor. And so when I was having a treatment with Bruce a month or so ago, he showed me this new device that he's got. That is it's kind of like a vibrator for your joints, in a sense.
And right. Well, it's called rapid release technology.
Yeah, I've had
and
that. Have you?
What it does is it vibrates, but it vibrates at a specific frequency that resonates with scar tissue and adhesions.
Right.
And often scar tissue and adhesions are a source of pain. So as it resonates with it, it actually causes that fibrous adhesion to break up,
right,
and it creates a very dramatic result really very quickly for people.
Charlotte had it done twice on her. She has arthritis in her elbows and her shoulders and her knees. So Bruce applied this to all these areas, and by golly, I'll tell you something. She was remarkably different. She's had all kinds of procedures this past winter out there because I want her to have a healthy, happy, wholesome life, and she's got arthritis, and sometimes it hurts, and it's tough for her to walk.
Only in California, man.
But you know what?
It worked.
I don't give a. It worked. It was. She was wonderful. I mean, after the treatments, both days, she was jumping around like she hasn't for months. So God love you.
Yeah, pretty happy to hear that.
Yeah, it's wonderful stuff. So that's the kind of thing, though. We're going to delve into things that are different in the world of medicine. Bruce does a lot of research, so that's what we'll have you. But that was a good way for us to introduce you and to update Charlotte's condition and to show you how wonderful some of these things are that the government doesn't want you to touch, whether it's for your pet or for you. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
What a great, not a good, that's one of these six or seven movies that you can watch over and over again from my perspective, get something out of it all the time. Number one at the box office this week in 1989, this was 25 years ago, Kevin Costner starred in Field of Dreams.
I'm 36 years old, I love my family, I love baseball, and I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
This is, by the way, Beverly D'Angelo singing Crazy, which was featured in the movie, Patsy Cline's original song. So the question always that I took away from this movie was, is this heaven or what?
Hey, is this heaven?
No.
That's great stuff.
Great movie.
Yeah, great, great, great. Thank you.
And you know who Beverly D'Angelo is, don't you? Does you?
Well, she's an actress.
She's Mrs. Clark Griswold.
Oh,
and don't you ever forget it.
I had forgotten that, yeah. She was the girlfriend of, what's his face? The gorilla orangutan movies that Clint Eastwood did.
No, no.
Jeff.
Sandra Locke.
No, it was not. No, no, no. no, no, no. Go look at the trailer, or go look at the cast.
Okay, in you might
the,
be right.
The orangutan movies.
What's the name of it? Gone, Curry, Gone.
Whatever it was. But,
Every Which Way But Loose.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Graham, no, what's the guy? The second bald guy is always a character actor. His name is Graham or Jeff somebody or other. And Beverly D'Angelo was his girlfriend in that movie.
Sure enough, her name was Echo.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lewis.
Jeffrey Lewis, that's the guy's name.
Look at Rain Man pulling up some wow. some deep cuts there.
It's pretty good.
Not bad, Rain Man.
Rain Man, thank you. Where's that shiny penny, Richie? That ought to exactly. be my reward for figuring that out.
Murray, that noggin in there still works every
All
now
right,
and then.
Thank you. Chuck Curry has movie news for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with us on Good Day. The Doug Steffen website, DougSteffen.com, has a story in the Today Show section, Chucker, about Sony Pictures teaming up with Mattel to bring us something we really need. We've never had a Barbie movie.
I can't say that. I am not interested, and I can tell you right now, my 8-year-old daughter is not interested at all.
Also, so who's the audience?
The Walking okay. Dead, and that's it.
Who's
she only likes vampires, right. not Barbies.
Who's the audience, really, for this movie? These are franchise
know.
Movies. Yeah. Sony's a big company. These people that are putting this together, they have to know something.
Well, it's not only about the movie. It's about a toy line. There's a lot of things that go into it. And I guess they'll sell it to the under 10 crowd and might do okay. I got a one bit of movie news. Paramount and MGM are teaming up to develop and distribute a remake of Ben-Hur. From what I read, the storyline is going to have a fully fleshed out Jesus storyline within the contents of the film.
Jesus movies are big, Chucker.
And that'll be the third Charlton Heston movie remade in the last 2 years. The other is The Ten Commandments, which is called Exodus with Christian Bale, coming out this year. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to star in a Earthquake movie titled San Andreas, which is going to be out next summer.
All right. What does that got to do with Jesus? Nothing, really.
No.
Except the people going down the earthquake. Jesus, save me! All right, Chucker, thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.